coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Bourque here with you. I want you to imagine, if you would, the possibility that a couple of provincial parliamentarians decided they would pass legislation to fire everybody on the ORC. Believe it or not, that's what's going on in Illinois. The members of the Illinois Racing Board are under the gun for just basically trying to run a tight economic ship. We're going to speak to the executive director of the Illinois Racing Board, Mr. Mark Leno, who's on the other end of my line. Welcome to Trot Radio, Mark.
Oh, thank you, Norm. I appreciate the opportunity to have visit with you.
This situation that you're in, where the state legislators want your board to actually just kind of go away and replace it with other people over what I understand is race dates for a track that's losing $625,000 this year.
Well, you know, that's correct, and that's what makes politics interesting and frustrating sometimes. But Norm, let me give you just a little bit of background. The decline in racing, we have not escaped it here in Illinois. I mean, the industry is in serious trouble, and many jurisdictions across the country handle is down to a level that we haven't seen since 1975. And as a result, the parimutuel tax revenues generated based on that declining handle has proportionally also declined. And that is the sole funding source for the operations of the Illinois Racing Board. The officiating crew in the field and at the racetrack, the veterinary staff, the laboratory testing, all of that is funded by parimutuel taxes. Well, now we're at a point in this industry and in the state of Illinois where it no longer supports the cost of the regulation of the sport. Whereas we were projecting, and we are continuing to project, a $1.2 million deficit, operating budget deficit next year.
Is this for Fairmont Park or for
the
board?
Well, this is total. This is the total operation for the board. We're expecting a $1.2 million deficit. So in response to that, the board was faced with some very difficult decisions, one of those being to deny or scale back racing dates across the board, both breeds.
Mm-hmm.
So the board took the approach that to meet our operating budget, we had to look at the underperforming, non-performing race meets, and we had to start with Fairmont Park. So the board was faced with denying Fairmont Park racing days, and at the last ditch, 11th hour, the operator at Fairmont Park petitioned the board to save its race meet, and to save it by offering certain financial conditions to be met for the race meet to continue, one of those being that they would raise their parimutuel tax rate to at least half of what the remaining statewide locations pay, and to also allow the board to reach a reasonable staffing schedule based on the collective bargaining agreement. We were the subject of some very adverse arbitration decisions as it relates to our newly unionized field staff that were making demands for 150 days of work at the racetrack.
That's at Fairmont Park, which is projected to have a loss this year, correct?
Yes, I mean a loss as far as the cost of regulation to the board.
Okay.
Okay, and it's questionable whether you know the racetrack is producing a profit internally because of the struggle in the industry. So, so we had some very difficult challenges. So the board, as part of their 2010 dates order, said, listen, Fairmont, you can race 52 days as long as you get your parimutuel tax raised through the legislature, and that the board can work its employees no more than 75 days if they'll agree to it. So if those conditions are met, you'll race 52 days. If not, you'll default to a 3-day race meet.
Which is, you know, why bother?
Well, right. Well, the reason why bother, and let me explain that, is that if you maintain at least one race day or two or three, the racetrack remains eligible for its intertrack licenses, its off-track betting licenses, and its newly enacted internet wagering license.
3 days, that's all?
Yeah, 1 day of racing would qualify a racetrack operator organizational licensee for those types of licenses.
I have some friends in Quebec that would love to talk to you. Why then is it the governor that wants the board to be kicked out and a new board brought in?
No, Norm, this stems from two legislators, both of whom their district, the racetrack resides. Fairmont Park Racetrack is in their district, and they felt that how dare the board attempt to close down Fairmont Park or reduce racing at Fairmont Park. And secondly, they took exception to the condition in the board order that requires an act of the General Assembly in order for Fairmont to be eligible for dates. So, in effect, these legislators felt that the racing board put a gun to the head of the members of the General Assembly, forcing them to take legislative action. And we just don't have that luxury to award racing dates that we can't afford to staff.
On the harness end of it, you've got Maywood and Balmoral. How are things going with them?
Well, not well. Again, we continue to struggle here, and especially struggling as compared to states or jurisdictions or provinces that have alternative gaming. You know, our purses here in Illinois, both on the harness side and the thoroughbred side, are becoming less competitive as far as in comparison to alternative gaming states or racino states. So we're seeing, especially on the harness side, a bit of an exodus to greener pastures, so to speak, in other racing jurisdictions that have more attractive purse structures.
Out of your jurisdiction, I guess, but is there any kind of serious movement to put alternative gaming, be they VLTs, slots, whatever, make a racino of some of these places?
Well, yes, there is. Matter of fact, there is there's legislation pending in the House that would authorize electronic gaming at racetracks, over 3,000 positions collectively, that would authorize it and would earmark and dedicate a substantial amount of those net revenues to purse structure.
And would part of it go towards your role as a commission as well, I would think?
Not out of the adjusted gross receipts of the electronic gaming, but I believe that there are certain benefits in that may be repealed, or the pari-mutuel taxes would be increased to offset the newfound revenue, and that would resolve the racing board's funding issue. So I think alternative sources would be accommodated to solve the board's funding problem.
Let's hope so. Mark Leno, all the best. Thanks for clarifying this. It's a story which could have repercussions outside of your state, and we appreciate you being on Trot Radio.
Well, great, Norm. Thank you for having me, and I certainly do appreciate talking to you.
My pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.